privilege we have of being your children, for your word. As we have the opportunity to look at it, it's a blessing. We're thankful that as we look at the world system, we're in it, but we're not of it. And we're grateful for the fact that we have in Christ a victory over the world system if we understand and relate to that part of our position. Thank you. May the evening be of value in Christ's name. Amen. Okay, we worked our way to the bottom of 81. Or 82. And in 82, I mentioned and we set up the world system, and I think this is the best place to set it. And that is, we go to Luke 11 and we find the foundation. We see when it began. Furthermore, we can kind of figure out why it began by going back to the Old Testament. So, the whens and the whys, and that gives us some sense of really what we're dealing with. And so, I think I mentioned it last time when you read Lewis Berry Chafer's material, in I think he does it in his systematic and in his book on Satan. He will call it the satanic world system. And that's a pretty good teaching description. I mean, we use the short form in a sense when we say world system. But it's the satanic world system, and that's where we're going to be looking a little bit tonight as we try to slide down through this as quickly as we can. Luke 11, and the verses we want to look at are 49. There's some revelation in here you don't have in other places. You have no idea when you go back to Genesis 4 that Abel was a prophet. And we have no idea of that in the Old Testament. I was having an interest in one of my little, what do I want to call it, bumps in the road today, was working a verse that talks about Abel. And related to the blood of, I mean, it just was interesting that Abel is there in that Hebrews passage. And I think there's some significance that, I don't think I'm going to have time to mess with it in the forum, but it's interesting that it is there instead of somebody else. But Luke 11:49 says, "Therefore also said the wisdom of God, I will send them prophets and apostles, and some of them they will slay and persecute." The word for persecute often is what this word is, and it's the word to pursue. And so they get on their backs and just give them nothing but trouble. And so when you think of persecute and pursue, they sound a lot alike. And this persecution is something that doesn't tend to let up.